Welcome to the ADHD Alchemy Podcast, where women with ADHD finally feel seen, understood, and unapologetically themselves. If you have ever felt like you're too much and not enough all at the same time, you're in the right place because that's the alchemy, learning how both come together to make something priceless. I'm Jessica Covington, holistic ADHD coach and fellow fancy brain, and I'm really glad you're here. Let's get into it. All right. Hey, I'm back with another short solo episode. And today I want to dig into the concept of neurodiversity and whether it's actually a divergence at all. And if it is, what is it diverging from? In other words, is neurodivergence a biological error, an anomaly, or is it a natural variation that's there, that has been there all along with intent and purpose from the start? Or put in an even simpler way, aren't we all just different flavors of normal? First of all, normal is such a loaded word because there's a lot of judgment in it. So I went to look it up, as any good Gen Xer would, and I found that normal is officially conforming to a type, a standard, or a regular pattern, characterized by that which is considered usual, typical, or routine. Or it's according with, constituting, or not deviating from a norm, rule, procedure, or principle. Or normal can mean occurring naturally. It can mean approximating the statistical average or norm, among other things. That's from the dictionary, of course. So do we conform? Not usually. Do we deviate from the norms, rules, and procedures? Yeah, fairly often. But it was that occurring naturally piece that got me. And it confirmed the hunch that I had all along. This is why I went to look it up. ADHD is probably as old as the human genome. And there's a reason that those genes got carried forward to 2026 and even beyond. Now, what we know about biology, and I'm not talking just human biology here, but all life forms. What we know is that biology very often puts up several different variations of the same thing. It makes lots of different copies and versions of an organism to ensure survival and reproduction, to ensure proliferation. So think about how many different kinds of flowers there are, or trees, or cells in any living body. There's a reason for each and every one. There's a reason that it evolved over time and behaves in the way that it does. And to my mind, that just cannot be an accident. That's not a mistake at all. That's design. And I think that brains follow this pattern. It wouldn't make sense, wouldn't make biological sense for every single brain to be the same. Plus, how freaking boring would it be if every single brain was exactly the same? If they thought the same and came up with the same emotions and reacted the same and all of that. There's a reason that we're all different, and it goes way beyond just having different experiences and memories. It goes directly to the survival of the species. In other words, we're supposed to be this way. There's a reason for it and a rhyme to it. So that's my rant about whether neurodiversity is actually diverging from anything at all, or whether we're all just buying into this idea that there is one way to be normal, or more accurately, to be average. I'd be curious to get your thoughts on this. Do you think there's a way to be quote unquote normal and ADHD is separate from that, diverging from it? Or do you agree with me that a wide variation in the types of brains that come into this world is actually the norm, and that ADHD is just one example and one type of that? I would love for you to let me know in the comments on your favorite podcast platform, wherever you're listening now, or shoot me an email. And until then, remember that you are loved, you are worthy, and you belong in this world exactly the way you are. Not despite your differences, but because of them. Thanks for listening to the ADHD Alchemy Podcast. If you're nodding along and thinking, oh yeah, that's me, then please subscribe and share this episode with another woman who gets it. Your reviews help more women discover they're not failing. They're just wired differently. And that is a good thing, despite the challenges. Plus, I want to hear your story. Apply to be a guest at myadhdalchemy.com and join my free community at fitology.com/community. Those links will be in the show notes. Together, we can rewrite the ADHD shame story into one of strength. I'll see you next time.